This episode is being recorded out of Shop Talk Podcast Studios in Oak Park, Michigan. For more information, visit www.shoptalkpod.com.
Go to Corner Pocket right now. Hey, Freeze, let them know where they can find us.
Oh, yeah, it's that time again. Corner Pocket Podcast. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all at Corner Pocket Podcast. Corner Pocket Podcast. Also, you can check us out on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, Spreaker, Anchor, all those places. Look at all our old shows. At Corner Pocket Podcast.
But repeat for them one more time where they can see us right now.
Live on YouTube at Corner Pocket right Podcast. Now. Live on YouTube Live.
Yeah, so if you don't want to sit and look at my pretty face, you can go to YouTube right now on the Corner Pocket right now. Indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, this is episode what, Freeze?
15.
We on 15?
Yes, sir.
I thought it was 14.
14 with the lady, 13 with C-Web.
Okay. The holiday threw me off.
Yeah, yeah.
15 episodes in. We vetting already.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not taking no calls right now, so whoever that is. So check it out. Episode 15, I got a gang of wins in the building right now.
Yeah.
This is the football episode. I've been fiending for this. We got a few legends in here.
Indeed.
What you say, Freeze?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely some legends in here.
Okay.
Definitely.
Sitting to my left, one of my favorite homeboys. One of my favorite. Played DB for the great Cooley High School. I know it's going to be some objections for me calling it great, but they're going to always be great because I attended there and I'm an alumni. My main man, Terrence Jake Mathis. Make some noise, y'all.
Hey, hey.
Where the bell at? Make
over
some
there,
noise for Terrence Mathis. Hey, Jake. Hey, he's Coach Mathis right now.
Coach Jake
right now. Yeah, Coach Jake. Yeah. To his left, Kev. I don't know too much about Kev, but I hear we're going here today.
I'm going to tell you, Kevin Rogers is possibly the best offensive coordinator in Michigan.
He promoting. He gassing, Freeze.
No,
hey, Kevin, who he coached for?
He coached with me at Belleville.
Jim Harbaugh, call him up.
Hey, this man is undefeated.
Harbaugh, call him up.
Uh-oh. Y'all hear that shit talking in the back. He said, hey, Kev what? Give him that mic, man. Well, I'll let him introduce himself in a minute. Yeah. But, yeah, Kev what, Jake?
Yeah.
Kevin Rogers, offensive coordinator for
Belleville High.
At the end of the table, who paying all the bills today? Yeah, I've been knowing this cat. I met him through my cousin Roy Granger. Good guy, man. You know, he went to the Ohio State University. Ooh. I got to say it. They did their nastiness this weekend. I can't lie. It was ugly. My man, hey, I don't want to do. Hey, Larry, I call him Bull.
Bull is fine.
McKenzie High School, class of '93. I got to decline you. I'm sorry. I'm on live. Sorry, Ma. Call Dad. Hey, listen.
Talk to Monty.
I know. Hey, I'm going to save my cuz last. I got my main man, Michigan Wolverine. Diallo Johnson is in the building. Make some motherfucking noise. Yeah, ring the boy. My main man. Hey, I'm going to move on though. One of my favorite guys, center for Cooley in the 90s.
Yes.
Eric Meatman Bradford.
Hey, coach of the Detroit Ravens, too.
We can take it there.
Yeah, we put it out there.
Hey, I was an announcer for them niggas, too.
Hey,
we can take it there. Hey, but I ain't going to lie. Hey.
It's getting disrespectful here now.
Hey, hold on.
You touching nerves, G.
Hey, that's okay. I'm going to go last. It ain't no secret. He my cousin, but I always say, without a doubt, he is the greatest high school football player that my eyes have ever seen. Without a doubt. Roy, no stranger to the end zone Granger, is in the motherfucking building.
You got it.
Farmington Hills Harrison. Roy, what you lose? One game?
Two?
And
at DePorest. We won freshman year.
Okay. He took it there. He took it there. Gentlemen, I'm so happy, though. Make some noise for everybody, man.
Yeah,
I'm glad.
Yeah, I'm glad.
We're going to move right along. Jake, what you doing these days, man? Coach Jake.
You know, I'm doing my thing. On Sundays, we up at the MAC. Doing a little training with these high school kids. You know, getting our Belleville boys ready, man.
Okay.
We gave it away this year, man. But next year, we getting that boy.
Okay. Hey, let's get right to the point of why we're here.
Yeah, indeed.
What the hell happened Saturday? Everybody watch the game before we get into it? I watched it all.
Yeah. I didn't watch it all.
Who didn't watch it all?
Me.
Mm-hmm. You got. I know why you stopped. Did you stop watching it?
Hell yeah.
And we're talking about Michigan, Ohio State. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What happened, man? I take it from you. Do you play for Michigan? What happened, man?
We didn't make no plays, man.
But that was too easy. Get
and
down.
The offense, man.
Thank you.
They can't predictable.
Play.
Uh huh.
You know, you got playmakers, but you got to throw the ball to the playmakers. Mm-hmm. But they running.
Is Diallo breaking shit already?
He just said the problem already. That's
the problem.
You got to have a playmaker throw the ball.
Uh huh.
He's 5th-year senior.
Is that what happened?
No, what really happened was.
Roy is in the building.
Michigan was playing football. They definitely was. But Ohio State was playing basketball. 62 points at basketball.
Damn.
Okay. Now I'm gonna say it just like this, like I've been like I was telling him at the game. The problem was besides offense, the offense was 3-and-out. You can't have consecutive 3-and-outs and have your defense running out there. That's the bottom line. No matter how good your defense is, if they out in the fucking floor of the field the whole time, them niggas tired. I don't give a damn what you do. You know what I'm saying? They had 3 consecutive 3-and-outs, and all those 3 consecutive 3-and-outs, Ohio State had a drive, a sustained drive.
We're going to say Bull last because he's going to tell it like it is. Nobody's going to say Ohio State was that good.
No, I'm just saying Ohio State. When I said they had 3 consecutive drives, the defense was tired as fuck.
Haskins looks like the best Ohio State quarterback my eyes have ever seen.
He looked great. He's a bum.
He's looking like it. I don't give a damn about Troy
Smith. We didn't get any pressure on him.
Ohio State, he's looking like the best Ohio State quarterback.
We didn't get any pressure on him. We were out coached, out schemed, outplayed. Bottom line.
Yeah. Bull is a former Ohio State. Bull, you played for Ohio State what year?
93 to 97.
Did any of those teams beat Michigan?
94.
So you went 1-3?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
1-4.
Oh. 1-4.
1-4. Okay. Yeah. All right.
At least he honest.
We need those days back.
Yeah. I'm 4-1.
Well, Diallo's 4-1. Hold on.
4-1.
What happened Saturday, Bull? What happened?
Yes. Well, actually, Saturday, Jim Harbaugh is, I guess he's a bowl guy. I don't know.
Oh, what?
A bowl guy.
Yeah.
Is it him or Pep?
No, it's him.
Both.
Because at the same time, when you line up 2 tight ends and a fullback against Ohio State, our defense is going to shine. They never spread us out. They didn't do no motions. They didn't do anything all year that every other team did.
Exactly.
Our linebackers can't play in space.
Exactly.
We know this. So when y'all line up in traditional offense, we can play that. That's what we want.
You know what I just found out yesterday I didn't know? That Bo Schembechler's bowl record ain't shit.
12, you know,
I did not know that.
The best coach is Roy Kerr.
Let me tell you something else I found out.
I did not know Bo Schembechler's bowl record was not that all.
And Bo ain't winning, and he did not win a national championship.
Oh, well, national championship was hard to win in.
Yeah, but he didn't win one.
It was hard to win in.
What he won? Best coach at Michigan is Brady Hoke.
What he won? Why was so hard?
Well, I mean, a national championship was so detailed back then.
No.
Gary Everett.
He That's lost. He
Your
lost
best coach
in
Michigan
Bowl.
History is Brady Hoke. We love him in Lansing.
He's being an asshole.
No.
That's Roy Granger being an asshole. We all know Brady Hoke is not, but Brady Hoke
He's a good man, too.
Brady Hoke got the job done as far as beating Ohio State.
The team up north had a spike year in 97. Okay, other than that, they hadn't won anything since they had leather helmets. Period.
Who?
Y'all haven't won nothing since
college
football wore leather helmets except for 97.
Well, you know that's not true.
97, that's it. Name another year.
That's, you know.
See, guys like you are the reason I hate the letter O right now, for real.
Bull, you cannot forget that Michigan has a BCS win. Tom Brady beat Alabama, and you cannot forget that. So, if you need
Orange
me to
bro.
I am.
I didn't say They
you
don't
said
have
they
wins.
Have not won anything
no,
since 97.
A championship. They didn't win in two different ways right now so far, and you chose the national championship. They won in 97. That was a spike year. After you take 97 out, the last time they won before that, they had leather helmets. So it's leather helmets, 97. They didn't win in not a game in the BCS era. They didn't make it to a championship BCS game.
Talk your shit.
They still haven't made it to the playoffs yet. So if they in the playoffs right now and start another one, that'd be two different ways to pick national championship.
Boy, the playoffs only been around 3 years. Stop.
I'm saying if they stop it and go to something else, that'd be two separate ways you can and Michigan haven't made it yet.
Me man, can you Ohio State? Can you get with him on that?
Man, shit.
Okay,
it's all facts.
I'm thinking
it's facts, though.
It's
facts.
I mean, he's speaking some real stuff.
The playoffs. Try to make a Big Ten championship game.
He's talking about
Michigan State. Cowboys, they didn't go to a BCS y'all game. They went to a one playoff game.
They beat Iowa.
And got beat by 40.
I thought they beat Iowa in the BCS.
They got beat by 40 in a playoff game and never went to a BCS game.
Well, we glad y'all didn't make it because we know what Alabama would have put on.
Man, y'all scored 12 points last
if
week.
If y'all would have made it.
Hey, we are not talking about little brother today, right?
Yeah, listen, y'all are big sisters.
To be honest with you.
Hey.
Listen, bro.
10 years, y'all got 3 wins. First state, man.
Let's talk about the overall record, though.
What overall
record? Y'all been playing before everybody was born.
Overall record?
It's 1807.
The one that Michigan holds over you and him.
What do they have?
Can I ask you something?
More wins.
More overall wins?
More overall wins.
You know who have the most Big Ten wins?
Hold on. One at a time.
Because they win that game tied. So we won. So now we have more Big Ten wins.
Come on, y'all. One at a time.
In the history of the conference than Michigan.
5% of Michigan wins are against high schools. They used to play Ann Arbor Pioneer.
The fuck
who are you?
You bought that nigga. You always come out the blue with some wide ass fact like
useless fact.
It's probably true. I ain't gonna dispute that.
From Cam, that's true.
Coming from Cam is probably.
Well, listen. We cannot argue Michigan is a great program. We really are talking about Michigan versus Ohio State. It's a mirage. The whole program is a mirage.
No, it's not a mirage. It is not a mirage.
How is it a mirage?
I mean, What's the standard for a great program?
I got a question.
What's the standard?
What are we looking at?
For Ohio State, for y'all school, players back in the 90s, y'all feeling good now?
No.
Because half of y'all 1-3.
Yes.
0-1.
No, we understand what they're going through. We understand when you can come into a game, you should win, and the coaches don't help you win.
You played for Cooper?
I played for Cooper.
Okay.
But let's get something straight. Cooper's a Hall of Fame coach. Just like Bo Schembechler. Yeah. Cooper also won a Rose Bowl in two different conferences. So what's the difference between Cooper and Bo Schembechler? 1969?
Mm. Talk your shit.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Yeah. Cooper lost to Michigan a lot. Yeah.
Change the name Schembechler Hall to Lloyd Carr Hall.
No. Hey, Michigan.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Michigan, y'all
ran Lloyd Carr out, and he's the only one that won that championship.
Well, Michigan is responsible for John Cooper. Visiting the unemployment office.
What?
You know that. We got him fired.
Rich Rodriguez.
No, I'm going to be honest.
Charles Woodson.
The players got to make plays. Period.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you understand when I left Ohio State, I was the winningest class in Ohio State history? So he won games. He was John Harbaugh all over again. We was winning 10, 11 games.
No, that's facts.
What are you talking about?
Man, he said John Harbaugh. Disrespect Jim like that.
No, right.
He said John
Harbaugh.
John Harbaugh coached for the Super Bowl champion.
The Ravens.
That's right. Baltimore.
You would never hear him say
it's Jim.
He said John.
I'm going to say this.
But I can tell you.
That's what Ohio State motherfuckers do to you.
But I can tell you the truth how Ohio State players are feeling. How we used to feel. My freshman year, we was 7-4 play Ohio State. We knew we was going to win. I'm looking like, why we was going to win? And we won.
Yeah.
That's how they came to the games on Saturday.
But here's the difference.
The seniors telling them, like, dog, we going to beat them.
But well, I wish Ohio State stops
here's the
thinking
small
that they,
difference.
All the games have been like
no,
this. They do not beat the fuck out of us.
But no, it ain't about beating us, but they've been beating us.
They win.
So now it's a tradition where you teach them freshmen coming in. Like this year.
You got to
think. Everybody thought Michigan was going to win. I'm included.
We scored 12 points. Yeah. We
gave up over 20 this year. And them seniors told them young guys, look, dog, be easy. We got this.
Should have beat Ohio State.
And we won.
See, now you're doing too much, man.
Oh, man. Get the
camera on.
Hey, he got his rights.
He got bragging rights.
He got bragging rights. He got it. He got it. But if we talk about the history of the game, this and I'm taking it to the barbershop.
This is when it started.
Listen, I'm taking it to the barbershop.
15 years ago, right there with that man, it started.
The refs gave it to y'all against Miami.
Yeah, the refs cheated Miami.
The refs cheated Miami, and the refs cheated Michigan in 06. And the refs cheated Michigan in 06.
And 16.
Both teams had
No, Peppers was a lazy fucker.
No,
both teams had an overtime.
Peppers was a lazy fucker.
My man didn't get the JT Barrett did not get the first down. That dude played for Ohio State for 17 years.
No. If Peppers wouldn't have watched him do the John Madden football play,
we're talking overrated Michigan players now.
JT Barrett was at Ohio State for 17 years.
I didn't know we was going to talk about Peppers and Gary. We weren't going to talk about the overrated New Jersey guys.
Talk about a bunch of
overrated. I did not know we was going to talk about the number one players in the country.
Julius Peppers.
Do you want to pull up his stats? Who? The one interception, and that was a tip his whole career?
Yeah, you talking about your phone. You got one win in your career.
That's why I say
y'all delusional, man.
I'm not delusional.
He's overrated too.
Because you was in a different era.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Book, so what? Tell me, how did you get to Ohio State? I mean, not how, but tell me, Mick McKenzie. That's a hell of an accomplishment.
It's a little history. So some of y'all may know names like Pepper Johnson.
Absolutely.
Orlando Craig.
Absolutely.
So those guys went to McKenzie. They also, you know, went to, well, that time they went to Ohio State. I'm the Ohio State. But let me change the name when I got there.
We got a Cooley Cardinal that went there. Randall Brown is my man.
And Randall's my big bro. So,
that's my man.
So what I'm saying is, also, Lonzo Spellman is my cousin. And
name drop. Hit that ring, that rock, that bell.
And I'm going to have another name drop. I also went there knowing I wasn't going to play, but I wanted to learn behind my late great brother, Corey Stringer.
Right on, right on.
Yeah, but I never was a Michigan person, man. Michigan, I used to go to their camps, and
you didn't like Michigan in high school?
Yes, because I used to go to their camps, and they gave love to everybody that wasn't from Michigan. It was all about Imani Toomer, while he was doing his whatever. They tried to make Imani Toomer the best wide receiver.
I won the trophy with all of them there every year.
They have.
Won the trophy there every year out of receivers. Imani Toomer.
You used to like Manover, Michigan.
What's I'm used to like Michigan. What was the other one?
Mercury Hayes.
Mercury Hayes, who I hate. Me don't get along at all today.
Flat out.
With them hands on. And all of them.
One
and
of my big bros is Tre'Jael Jenkins.
Every year.
That played at the University of Michigan. And in high school, he'd go to the camps. As offensive lineman, he won Camper of the Week and all that because they wanted him to come. Was he that good? He was technical. But even at Michigan, he was real. Tre'Jael Jenkins. Big flow. But
Were you good in high school?
With me?
Yeah.
I was good enough.
Mm-hmm.
I was good enough.
Any accolades? I'm not fronting on you. I'm being serious. To go to Ohio State, that's heavy.
He was 6'5" in high school and could move.
Yeah,
I played guard.
He was good.
I played guard. Yeah, I played guard, and we were at a trapping offense.
We weren't that. They come a dime.
And did Cooley beat McKenzie our senior year?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, at McKay.
Yes, we did.
Don't matter.
All of a sudden, it's a neutral site. And strike
you.
And
so you
least,
gonna blame it on the location?
And at least 20 guys.
You
that
blame
I
it on
know
the location?
Didn't go to school there, play. But that's
that's not true.
Henry Ford does the same thing.
First of all, I'm gonna call you a liar because Coach Christian Creighton would not do that.
We did not need help to beat y'all.
Y'all did.
No, we did not.
Coach Creighton was
easy money.
I won the fourth quarter.
Easy money.
Coach Creighton was not a cheater.
Easy money.
Coach Creighton was not a cheater.
In the fourth quarter, man.
Hey, man.
Coach Creighton was not a cheater.
Hold up, but listen. If you listen right now, we just scored again.
Woo!
What was the score when y'all played?
I don't remember.
They won by.
Yeah, they do. Everybody remember the score.
Hey, no, we won by more than a touchdown. I doubt it. We won by more than a touchdown. Hey, Chris went nuts on y'all.
We won by two touchdowns.
Chris Floyd.
Hey, Jelly scored a touchdown in that game.
Oh, that's the game Jelly was running the ball, laughing about him. Jerome Bettis.
Diallo.
Jelly was like, Jerome Bettis, baby. Jerome Bettis.
Hold up. Tell me.
I'm talking about South.
Tell me how we got to Michigan, man. You did what in high school?
Man.
He's a beast.
Hey, hey.
He's a monster.
I wonder who taught him.
Oh, we'll get to that. I'm saving you last.
Man. Really, I wanted to go to Miami. Uh-huh. I ain't gonna lie, that 30 for 30 that they show is real.
Second class.
The first.
Oh, that was that's
the first one. Hold on, I'm gonna tell you. When Luke told them, if y'all don't get a black quarterback, I'm telling. That was my senior year. So I went down there. I'm coming, bro. Don't even worry about
him and Nick, him and Nick Williams.
Who we got? Butch coaching or Jimmy?
No. Nah,
Butch? Butch.
Nope. My man went to
Erickson?
Erickson was the coach. Yeah. When I got him down there.
Jake, you know how I love my shit. You know, how I know my shit.
I get down there, right? No, I get down there. It's all love. I go to the game and see Cedric Irvin and I'm playing. All the dudes with the dreads, gold teeth, like, you got to come.
Oh, Michigan State, Cedric.
Yeah,
Michael's cousin? Michael brother.
His nephew.
Okay, something like that.
They
playing,
because, you know, they play long. I mean, we
forgot
do.
Forgot about it's Cedric.
Just, yeah, Cedric Irvin was nice. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's my
Went
dog.
Went fast, but he had to move.
So we watched them play. So I'm thinking, I'm going to Miami. East Carolina. I'm going. I'm going to Miami. Uh-huh. I told Coach Erickson.
Don't forget we on iTunes.
I'm sorry, baby. I'm going. I told him I'm coming, Coach. But I got to ask you a question. They say you about to go to Seattle Seahawks. He said no. But at the same time, them Alphabet Boys was at them practices.
Who?
Alphabet Boys.
FBI.
Alphabet Boys.
Yeah.
It was. They was doing it. I'm gonna say that, and I wanted to go.
No. What you say, cuz? Boy, can you pass him that mic?
No,
he can get his own mic.
No, because one of the guys played Little League with me.
And who's that?
Went to Harrison, Nick Williams. We promised each other we was going to go to the same college. But, man, they got on probation, bro. Like, they weren't on TV for about 3 years.
And you came to Ann Arbor.
I came to Ann Arbor.
Do you regret it?
No, I don't regret it. Only thing I regret about the decision is I should have moved the quarterback.
Should have been the state. My first year.
Yeah. How many states you got in high school?
This one.
How many you go to?
This one. Blew out my junior year.
Against who?
Man, Onstead. I don't know where they from, bro. Way up north.
Onstead is where Jason's daughter went.
Dog, listen. They did us like Ohio State did Michigan this past weekend.
But it was a high scoring game.
Hey, we can't keep bringing that shit up like that.
Nah, bro. It wasn't high scoring.
Let me ask my boy something game. Because I witnessed this. Let me ask my boy something. And I'm talking to E and Jake. And this is a fan. And y'all know I'm always saying this and I don't give a shit. What was Coach Creighton's problem? Why couldn't we win? Because I just think he was whack. I loved him as a person. I just think he was whack. I think Coach Sharp was good, and I don't care. That's me. They've been knowing me 25 years, longer than that. I just think he was whack. And that's no disrespect. And I just think that was whack.
I'm going to answer this because
Coach Creighton knew nothing about X's and O's.
Okay.
Right. I coached with Coach. I got into coaching because of Coach Creighton.
You were a good dude, too, boy.
And Coach Creighton.
Hell of a trainer.
Hold on. Go ahead now.
Coach Creighton, he didn't, like he said, he's not an X's and O's guy. He was still learning. He was young. He didn't know.
But we What's young?
How old was Coach?
Coach was in this. He had to be about 30-something. Probably about 30, 32, somewhere up in there. But I started coaching with him, and he's a totally different guy, man. He had tunnel vision. It'll be fourth and forever. Get Chris the ball. Quickie right. Ooh. Quickie left. Quickie right.
Was there more talent on that team than Chris?
Hey, we were extremely talented.
You hear that shit, get Chris the ball. Who did Chris run behind? That's why he went
on the real.
30.
Hey,
let me ask that.
They
who
used to
did
go,
Chris run behind?
The guy that ran behind me made the Hall of Fame.
He had Jelly Roll and Meat Man.
You mean on the line? I thought you meant as a lead. I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought you meant as a lead. Did Chris have a lead?
Did he what?
A lead like
Chris was the fullback.
Chris the fullback.
Right.
Hey, and we go 4th and 29 and get the first down. You know, at practice, me and Harold running the hell out the ball.
That's Bo Jackson Tecmo Bowl ball.
Who was y'all playing? Did you have
4 between McKenzie.
Your boy set you up. Rock the bells.
Rock it out.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And then Chris went. Then Chris left, and that Saturday morning he got up and watched Jerome at Notre Dame.
You're right, he did.
Yeah, they made the Hall of Fame. That's what I blocked for.
Well, you damn straight block for the guys that was on the backfield when we played, y'all.
They weren't as good as
JB.
Him and Walt. So, nah. But, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Big up to Cooley.
Walt. McKenzie had some talent in that backfield.
No, McKenzie was nice.
Shout out to Floyd, though.
They still crying about that 47-yard field goal.
What?
My freshman year.
Yeah, I'm about to say at Cooley, our freshman year, yeah.
Raybon was a dog.
They kicked the 47-yard field goal in high school, dog.
Off the hash. Off the hash.
In PSL?
Straight foot, too.
Wow.
Was it for the dog?
For the win.
And that
for
was the
win.
Last kick until
for the win.
I remember that.
For the win.
Exactly.
That's the right. Went to Kansas. Played for the Eagles. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At Cooley.
Randall still cried to me today about that.
What would you consider your favorite win in high school? What would you consider your favorite win? One game.
I don't have one.
I got one against DePores.
I was about to say
my senior year at Lutheran West. They came to our game popping off. I love DePores, but you know we beat them by like 35.
And you left DePores for
no,
like,
I didn't.
For the
I didn't leave DePores.
I mean,
what
you, I say
I
love
DePores. I was supposed to go to DePores, but that money wasn't right. You gotta pay, bro. So
I was at DePores,
but Ortelet came with that bread, so you know it's time to go. We gotta move on out the way.
He was in high school living a college life. Because he'd go there for the whole week. They stay the whole week and come home on the weekends. So they had the best of the best there. But he's supposed to have been to DePore because we was a DePore's neighborhood. If you didn't go to Ford, you went to DePore.
How about that?
People from Ford
didn't want from Ford. I was going to say, all those borders didn't mean shit in the PSC.
Your area, too.
They ain't mean shit.
Travis went to McKenzie.
Freeze, you. Freeze usually got a lot to say.
I'm talking about.
You took no football team at Renaissance back then. Hey, listen. I was at all the games. I was at the Cooley games, though.
Hey, man, Freeze was a hooper, man.
Everywhere.
He wasn't a football, but he just looked like
I'm not
a football.
Gonna let you win now.
He was a hooper though.
Hey, remember when they were gonna try to merge Renaissance with us?
Yeah.
Yep, they're gonna try to merge Renaissance with us.
I went to practice the first day, and they told us we ran our ass off in practice, and then they're like, "Dawg, we can't do it."
Yep, that's Coach Creighton.
That was bullshit. Ran the fuck out of us.
Hey, my main man, Harold. Say before he kicked the ball, he pointed to the sideline and told them y'all ain't going nowhere. He banged out the deep field goal.
Now, I took some major losses in high school. But there's some of the experiences like Mumford, Aaron Hayden.
Mumford was my most hated school.
We stopped Aaron Hayden, but we forgot.
Y'all stopped Aaron Hayden?
Yes, but we forgot to check Derek Mason.
Oh.
He ran a punt, kickoff return for 100, and it was about 130 yards because he kept going back and forth the field. Then finally hit that lane. Ghost.
Hey, you know what?
We got him back when he went to Michigan State and told him.
Hold on. I remember that game. Yeah, he went left to right. Yeah, I remember that.
You said
I hate that. You know what? I hated Mumford so bad because my best friend was the QB. I did not root for that motherfucker at all.
And Lil Mike was a good linebacker, too. But
Jenkins?
Yeah,
Mike
was
they were talented.
Yeah, they had a squad.
That whole squad
was
talented.
But let me tell you about talent. They were very talented.
I'm going to tell you about talent. In 1990, my freshman year, it probably wasn't a team more talented than Chassis, and they didn't win a game. And they had the Fridays. They had
Antonio Ragland.
They didn't win a game. So it ain't always about
that. Ralph Cooper.
Yes, they didn't win a game.
Ah, I forgot about him.
Aaron Hayden was the best back I saw in PSL.
Aaron Hayden was Cooper, dog.
My mama told me that was the order game.
Raphael Cooper was not better than Aaron Hayden.
Hey, listen,
Raphael Cooper was the best back.
Aaron Hayden was Eric Dickerson in high school.
You don't understand.
You didn't have no big backs like that.
You know Raphael Cooper was rubber man.
Listen,
and they had no line.
Listen, when I told you that we stopped
Aaron,
one more time, hold on.
And he we ain't let Roy talk yet. Go ahead,
Roy
got because
Roy gonna have 30 minutes.
Go ahead, let's let him
start the truth.
Give him some hard
on. Hey, you know his talk is so deep.
Yeah.
He got to start off with Southfield Falcons.
Come on, cuz, give it to us. What's the real
Southfield Falcons? And then he went to.
Hey, can we give a shout out to Roy Granger the IV in the background? Give him a hand, y'all. Rock the bell. Yeah, give him a shout out.
The next great one.
He's the next best kicker. And
watch your mouth.
He's the greatest.
Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth.
He's the next Donald Igwebuike.
Your favorite player,
Reggie Roby. Okay, hey, cuz, come on now. Let's take it to Aaron Hayden.
Aaron Hayden was by far the best running back I've seen in the PSL.
He beat Notre Dame.
He was a beast.
His freshman year.
We scrimmaged him when I was at DePorest freshman year. Mumford didn't have no line, and we couldn't tackle him to save our life.
Mumford didn't have a line?
No, not when he played.
Oh, I'm about to get some hell of a – No. I think Ken is on here.
Hey, listen. We had Momo.
Brian is on here.
We had Momo at the Poise that played for Redskins. Lived in their backfield. Hurt their quarterback that game. Everything.
Who, T'Challa?
Yep, 88.
T'Challa.
They line and Aaron Hayden was breaking that mug on us.
T'Challa.
We played him at Madison Heights.
That was
the shot. And Aaron was running. We played Persian and Madison Heights. That was the four way.
I remember in high school.
Persian had Leo Griffin in them, who I used to say was like Napoleon Kaufman. Strong, short, fast. He went to Central Michigan.
Who was the
runner?
They
had a nice one.
Who was the Dwayne
Goldberg?
Dwayne Goldberg. That was another one getting hit. Dwayne was good.
I know that nigga Ralph was good. I seen Ralph run.
Aaron Hayden.
4-11.
And that's just my opinion.
I got a Ralph.
I ain't saw nothing better than that.
I got a Ralph story. I graduated.
Cooper?
Yeah, Ralph Cooper. Okay. I went to Cooley Chaz game after I graduated. I'm in Eastern Michigan. I come home, and Cooley had Ralph in the corner. That nigga started jitting and bounced. I swear to chicken, he started jitting. And he bounced about a good 60 yards, man.
I can't
Ralph
believe
Cooley was nasty.
Well, as the Cooley football number one fan, Cooley sports number one fan myself. My two most heartbreaking games was 2 years in a row. That damn Mumford High School. Mm. T'Challa with the Hail Mary, our junior year, and Marty with the, I call him Marty. Everybody know him as Jimmy.
Man, piss on Jimmy.
Yeah, my main man. He swear that Derek Mason is what ended. It was Raul up the middle that sealed.
Yeah, Raul,
that
yeah. I'm going to tell you
what.
No.
It was Derek.
I think it was Raul.
No, I think it was Raul. Because Derek Mason was blown coverage. Flip had him man to man.
I thought Terrell was what it was.
No, this is our senior year. Our junior year, we was in the cover two.
Yeah, it was Flip and Chandre.
No.
Who's Chandre? Do I know Chandre?
Yeah, you know Chandre. Our senior, it was Corn and Aloysius. Corn had to throw his hands up. And I teased him about this.
Corn didn't play our senior year.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about my junior year.
Okay.
Our senior year,
That's what the hell, man. It was
Flip.
I watched that.
Flip went.
So that was a hot day. It was so hot that day.
Who caught it? Derek?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Derek Mason, the only receiver ever
catched. T'Challa had a cannon. And Jimmy had a low key cannon.
Yeah, Jimmy can throw.
Piss on Jimmy.
Well, Jimmy had a strong arm in baseball, so he was a good baseball player.
But bro was a
lose to him in baseball either.
Nah, Jimmy was a hell of an athlete.
Oh, no. You know what?
You know Bull played baseball, too.
I don't know how to rank him, but he is.
What do you mean Cooley is overrated?
Whoa,
see, now you're taking it.
He said they overrated everything but basketball.
Basketball, too.
Well, we didn't have a goddamn.
I know one thing. I know y'all laugh on track.
The Cooley guy told Chris Webber to call timeout.
Okay, timeout.
Because my senior year.
Hold on.
My senior year. Y'all had Chris Floyd talking about he ran a 10-500. So we got the regionals.
I don't have a track argument.
We was at the regionals. Did you run track,
Coach Ballard?
You remember? And regionals, my senior, this is 92. We at the regionals. They had him listed as a 10-5. He had the fastest time out of everybody going into region. He was out in prelims. And when you were in the regionals, you got the fastest time. You run the slowest people that's in the regionals.
Chris wasn't the 100
guy. But they lie about their times.
Chris wasn't
the guy in the 200, the tall. He was slim and tall. He's been so fast.
Chris had beat Darian.
Who?
What?
What tip Slim was
wait
a nice
minute, now we got state championships.
Yeah, we got
track.
Yeah, we got two state championships in track.
I don't
back
care
to back.
About the 100
I thought girls,
the
not in oh in
boys. Boys, yeah,
Bay Bay.
Y'all got one.
DeMarco.
We got two.
Ralph. Yeah, we got two.
We got two, baby.
What year? 10 90, years?
90, 91, 92, I think.
No. Fuck no.
No. Hey, we got two.
Hey, cuz.
No. Y'all talking about years where I'm running.
Okay,
track.
Well, 92,
we did not win
well, 92,
no state championship
did.
That year.
Yes, we did. We won it.
We won. Randy Kinner won 92, 92 that year. I'm not talking about race. I'm in Grand Rapids.
Hold on, y'all. One at a time.
I'm in Grand Rapids.
I'm talking about
the track meet.
I'm talking about
y'all did not win the track meet. My senior, Ann Arbor Pioneer, won the state that year. Junior year.
If we can get MC Babe to chime in,
Saginaw won. No Cooley.
I want to stick to football.
They might have won in the
80s.
I think they won when Anthony Perkett was there. When they're him and Ben and them.
My man, Northwestern High School. Northwestern University.
Let me go back.
Let me ask you this.
Another Southfield Falcon.
Tell me Perkett.
Anthony Perkett and Ben Perkett.
Let me ask you this.
Brothers.
Give me the experience, cuz. And I'm talking to Roy at Farmington Hills Harrison. Did you? I'm not being funny. Did you know you were the shit?
Man, that's a dumbass question.
No, it ain't. No, it ain't. I want to know.
When I went there.
Did you ever go into a game like scared?
No. Not in my career. I couldn't. I was always the smallest. And you always had to prove yourself.
Were
so
you
that
ever
made
better?
Me physical tough.
Was Mill ever better than you?
We was two different positions, so I can't say that.
Uh-oh.
What we did. He was a quarterback.
That was the first time I ever heard him not say no.
No, because you taking it in the wrong way.
Hey, Mill Coleman
that's like
was
me
great.
Saying, listen, that's Mill like
Mill
saying we take two different positions.
Hey, Meek, that was profound. He might. That's the first time.
We two different positions.
You know what? Because he's being biased.
I know him because I'm going to tell you. My first year, I wasn't the best player on the team. Anthony Jackson was the best player I ever played
with.
Okay,
but at that
football.
Time, did
that's
you, th- did you yes. think he was the best player on the team at that time?
When I played with him?
Yeah.
I knew I was good. I knew I was going to do what I did. That's
nobody
why I started.
On that DePore's team was better than you, not even Shannon.
AJ. After AJ left, I would have been the best. AJ was sweet. AJ was the best
was
player I ever played
was a quarterback.
With. He played everything. He didn't play quarterback my year.
Yeah, because I remember
he wasn't our quarterback my year. He played receiver.
AJ was that guy.
He made all state at corner that year.
AJ who?
Robert Jamerson was our quarterback.
Quarterback.
That's who runs
track. Pretty boy. He wasn't tall. He wasn't
no,
short.
No, AJ's daughter is running track right now, and she's killing everybody.
AJ was
they got the freshman class at Renaissance.
AJ was
and they girls, all freshmen, the relay team will win the state championship as freshmen.
He was a Swiss Army knife, right?
Yes. AJ coached for him.
He was a Swiss Army knife. Definitely. AJ.
AJ was good.
Because Tom used to be like,
AJ was an athlete.
He's my kicker, my punter, my quarterback.
He was that. And that's what he did for us. See, we played that year, my freshman year, we played Orchard Lake. Orchard Lake had by far the most talented team I've seen because they had six guys on that team went to the NFL. Went to the NFL. Renfro, Rodgers. King went to Ohio State. He had some. And we played them the first time. They beat us 8-6 at Orchard Lake. We played them in the semifinals that first year at Atwood. And AJ won the game for us, period. Point blank, fourth quarter. They up 6-0 all game. AJ returned a punt to their 10, turned around, they put him at quarterback, ran an option, scored then. Then, right before overtime, the first one he scored on the 80-yard fade route. We went into overtime, they put him at quarterback, we ran the option, he went in and won the game. Now, that Orchard Lake team was by far the best team. We beat them and then we turned around and won. But on that team, I went in the game.
Larry, don't even say it. Don't even say it.
DePore's.
So when you lost to DePore's, F. Harrison, how much shit did you have to hear?
Oh, it was big time because my dad and one of my boys, Mike Carter, his father, had a bet.
Mike Carter, my man.
They had a bet.
My man.
Whoever lose the game had to have the whole team over. For barbecue and farming.
So Aunt Jane had to throw down.
We did. And I never came
downstairs. I never knew that.
I was embarrassed.
You never came to the dinner?
I never went downstairs.
hey, look, FYI, Cooley won a state championship in the track in 91.
There it is.
They won.
Coach Ballard, rest in peace.
91.
Okay, well, 92.
92, 92.
That's what I said. 92 season.
Well,
They won 91.
Come on now. He was a dog. Mumford.
Who?
Who?
I tell you right now, 92. Was
Coach Lynch.
Oh, Lynch. Lynch got deep.
92 was Traverse City. Traverse City. And Cooley came in third. Okay,
Coach City Lynch was a better track coach than football coach.
And Flint Kersley. They came in second place. And Cooley came in third that year. But they won in 91, though.
Well, yeah. So let me.
Wait, when did McKenzie ever win anything?
Oh, it's shit talk.
Well, Doug Smith, they won the city, and then
don't nobody give a damn about the city.
Hold on,
yeah, y'all do.
Well, no, my cousin
PSL play for the city.
My
cousin state
name. My cousin right name is Robert Trailer.
Yeah, my man.
Right,
my dog. You can't switch.
Rest in peace. Hold on.
Rest in peace.
We talking about McKenzie.
He went to Murray because our uncle David Trailer won in 1979, which is only McKenzie's only state basketball championship.
What year
so
did Doug
my
Smith
family,
win the city?
84.
Okay.
So don't go there because my uncle won in 79 was one of the reasons why Rob went to Murray because he wanted to have his own name.
So McKenzie won when you was four.
Yeah. But it's my family. Yeah.
No. McKenzie won when you was
Listen, you like Michigan and they didn't win anything when you was 10, and then before that, when your great grandfather was 5,
and I'm still a Michigan fan.
See, so that don't mean nothing, right?
And Michigan would have beat the brakes off Nebraska in 97.
No. Yes, sir.
That's a question mark.
No,
right there.
That's not a question mark.
That's a question mark.
Not a question mark.
Yes, sir. I know brakes.
That was the best defense
Charles
in college history, bro. No, wait.
Boy, I got one question.
That's the best defense in college history, dog.
Oh.
And that defense was
right. Go listen.
Hold on.
Let's get something straight. Hold on real quick. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, they beat us there. Now, let's film don't lie. Wilson was beat by D. Miller. Our quarterback, Stanley Jackson, pumped, got scared, then he recovered. A Dwayne Haskins, who see it and make the throw, that's a score on Wilson. He was beat. Look at the film. You know it.
I got a question.
He pumped it. Then he threw it. Wilson recovered like a good person he did.
But
the best DB or the best player on that field that day was Antoine Winfield. Yes, he scored the Wilson. But Antoine Winfield was the best player on the field.
I got a question. I got a question, boys.
No.
Antoine Winfield was the best player on the field.
I'm going to tell you why he said that. He sent our tailback to the locker room with a conclusion. Chris Howard.
A conclusion?
Conclusion, bro. He went and sat in the Ohio State huddle.
Chris Howard,
dude.
That's who used to bang Gabriel Union.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was in their way.
Twan was the best player on the field.
Twan had 50.
You think Winfield was better than Woodson?
He had 15 tackles. Solo.
Every time Charles called the ball, he made the tackle.
Where were the tackles?
Winfield was an animal.
No, where were the tackles? They had. Remember now, Winfield played the short corner. They used to know. Dog was nice.
Winfield
was nice.
I didn't say he's a better athlete or a better player.
Charles Woodson is the greatest Michigan ever.
Let me tell you something. Antoine Winfield has the best highlight film I've ever seen, period.
I still go say
on his highlight film. Listen, on his highlight film, when he hit people, the ball.
You said in high school?
Yeah, that's how he worked. That's what I'm telling
you. Wait.
Joshua Ross.
Wait.
Hold on. Look at him.
Wait. Hold on, y'all. Hold on.
And Desmond.
You saying Winfield has the best high school footage?
Yes. Because he's the same size. He
Napoleon
looks small.
Kaufman got the best high school.
Okay, you're talking. Listen, you're talking about people running. We're talking about the same stuff. That even in the league, when he was back in
high school.
Reggie Bush has the best high school film.
Reggie Bush
has the best high school film.
Allen Iverson has the best high school.
Come on, y'all.
Allen Iverson has the best high school film.
We on the Reddit. We on the audio.
Yes.
Okay, boy, I got one question.
You didn't see Napoleon Kaufman.
I did see Napoleon.
I got one
San Diego?
You ain't see Reggie Bush. Look at Reggie Bush.
I'm taking this back.
Not San Diego.
97.
Roy Granger had a great.
When Woodson took that punt back.
Roy shit is ridiculous.
What was you thinking?
He took it to Michigan. And what'd they tell you?
It's over.
What they? Bull. What'd they tell you?
Okay, I got to take it.
It was phenomenal.
Yes. Let's get out the lead. Let me take it.
Big E phenomenal.
The best punt return I've ever seen in my life.
Dante Hall.
No.
Tamrick Vanna.
Roy Granger.
Oh, in high school? Absolutely.
No, it wasn't even high school. It was semi-pro.
Hold on.
He did something to send my cousin home.
Hey, Pop. Hey, Roy. That's
the most amazing thing I've ever seen. Ever.
Another great Pop returner. I'm saying
right
seen.
Now, these,
Pierre Walker was
neither
good.
One of these two guys should have ever played semi-pro. They was cheating when they was playing. But we beat them, though.
Shots fired.
But they never.
They beat us. They beat us when we was 35.
That's right. We beat.
And they played us at 20.
What'd you say he did to Cooper?
They did. We were done.
So Joe Lewis was 270.
Hey, Kev.
But it ain't no weed. It ain't no weed because all the guys his age have been taking them ass whoopings for years and was losing by.
But when I came
along, 50 up.
Hold on, one at a time. Hold on.
Like his boy Wood and them.
We reaffirmed to them that age does matter.
We're going to get something straight here.
It's true.
Okay?
5-10.
I lost to the Ravens. Let's get something straight.
I'm 2-3 versus
I'm very... Tupac so ain't when that, it comes that to ain't the
that Ravens. Bad. You know, I don't like them as we got guys
like with a family or a clique.
But
here's the thing.
Let Bull had a mic.
At that particular time, we had never lost to another city semi-pro team.
In our history.
Okay? We played them at Ferndale. Okay? We didn't have to. Like, literally, we could just be up on our high horses. Like,
I had
no.
just got back from my
we honeymoon. Played them. We played them knowing they was going to use
that
arguably their refs, and they can't say it because it's their cousins.
Bell's daddy.
Can we show
Mike? This. Mike,
so I'm not
what's
tripping
name?
On that because we played them and we lost.
I'm going to ask you something.
But we
I
didn't
asked.
Have to do none of that.
They got four untimed downs at the end of the game. How did that happen?
That's not true.
That is
E! True. E! Come on, E! We sacked the quarterback on the sideline. They called roughing the passer.
That is
gave
true.
Him another
he
play.
Slammed the shit out of him.
No, you didn't announce. You know it was.
Hey, let me.
Y'all have four
let me.
Untimed downs, bro.
E, don't tell me y'all out here cheating, man.
That game, they rest was they
the other games. I tell you, they beat us.
The rest
after
was
that, they beat us.
Hold on,
but that game,
we won on some. This is the first time.
That's
wait
what I'm
now,
talking about.
I got two questions I want to ask because we getting tight. We didn't get enough information from you. I need to know, like, offensive coordinator, right? What do you bring to the table? Oh,
man, you want me to tell you about this guy right
I'm
now?
I'm asking
man.
Him. Disrespect.
I can tell you all about
let
it.
Let me ask him.
It's very respectful.
Come
man.
On, it's Willie Tyler and Lester.
Nah,
what
man,
are we doing?
Hey,
let
hey,
him
look,
talk.
He kind of like you,
let him
but
talk.
I don't want to hear him brag. I don't want to hear him
let
brag.
Him talk his shit.
He got to brag.
Hey, look, you know how Roy is good, but you get tired of hearing that bullshit.
No, he might, but he backed it up. He backed up everything.
You don't like to read the Bible then.
I back up mine. But I don't brag, though.
You on the Corner Pocket Podcast.
I let the numbers speak for itself.
Are you here? Are you? Wait,
hey, you know what his new saying is?
Man, they just said you talk shit.
His new saying is the price has just went up.
Kev.
My price has just went up.
I want to call you Coach what?
Kev.
Coach Kev. Tell us what. Give me.
Yeah, get your high school, everything.
I can know who you are.
No, hold on. Let me ask you. What offense you run?
Whatever you want to run.
Tell me where you went. Tell
whatever
me what high school you went to. Tell me everything.
What's crazy is I'm not even from here. I'm originally from Glendale, Arizona. And
okay.
The crazy thing about it is I never knew who he was, but when I seen his face, I knew exactly who he was. Mm-hmm. My first football game when I moved here at 12 was ever seen in Michigan was – The Seminoles.
Yeah.
They was playing some team from Ohio, the Lions or something like
Cleveland
that.
Lions.
You lit him up for like 4 touchdowns.
He was a bad boy.
That was my first time, my first game ever in the state
Rock
of Michigan
the bell
seeing
for
a football
Kev,
game.
Coach Kev giving props. Rock the bells. Yeah. Rose a bad man.
Oh, I had to shake his hand. Like I mean, I was 12 watching him, man. I'm
flat
like,
out. Yeah.
He legit.
God, damn, yeah. How old is you, Roy?
That's
how
old, man.
I am. That's when I was 35 when I started losing to the Ravens.
It don't matter.
Run your resume down.
I went to Dearborn Heights, Robeshaw.
Okay.
Actually, I'm the last quarterback. To
Tyrone Wheatley's high school.
Yeah, I got like 7 of his records. I'm actually.
Hey, now you see the shit I'm talking about. I don't want to hear about him with his record.
Young man.
I'm actually the last quarterback in Robeshaw history to beat Inkster High before they closed.
And my dogs went to Inkster.
On a 97-yard game, won the drive, 8 completions in a row.
I like that.
I heard they cheated game on that game. Hold on. I heard they called that game back and said they was using an African kicker. Y'all didn't win.
No.
It was the year before that? Okay, because they go, Tyrone Wheatley, the great Tyrone Wheatley, turned to me and talking about them. The African kicker.
And Coach Cam, what was the record this year you guys had?
We was 12-1, lost the semifinals a game before the state championship to Chippewa Valley.
You talked about that, yeah.
Yeah, they
the Big Red.
Yeah, and that's a very good Chippewa basketball.
Man, they were the best.
They had.
They still run a wing tee?
Nope. They run a spread a little wide open. They had about 30 seniors though. We had about 30 freshmen.
And are you ever looking to be head coach? We had injuries too.
Hey man, don't nobody want here to lose the spread.
No. Are you ever looking to be head coach?
Hey Gary. He will be a head coach at a big time high school before it's over with. Trust me.
Yeah, I heard
he's the truth.
You giving him genius level?
Yeah. Why is he gonna
ask me? He looking right the fuck at me. Oh fuck no! Fuck
Kevin Rock. I got a question. Besides Lil Mook, how many other guys is going to Old State?
Mook definitely going to Old State.
Can Danny wear the white? He wear the white Ohio State jacket.
What year did you come out of high school?
2008.
Yeah. So you're the baby.
He's super young.
Pretty good.
Hey, say he was.
That's why I hate Michigan because I never seen him win.
Well, let me ask you this. I asked Tony Tobergens. I asked.
I'm gonna bring my props for guys like this. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm talking about Red, bro.
Hey, right. Hey, this beat North Carolina last night.
Basketball team is shit.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Basketball team is shit.
Let me ask
you. Y'all the shit. Football team terrible.
I asked Tony Tobergens. I asked who else we had?
T Mills.
Y'all had Tony up here?
Oh yeah, twice.
That's my favorite basketball player of all time.
Yeah. What is the difference? And I'm gonna need this one by one. Use your call it what you want, your grandpa status, whatever. What is the difference between the children now, the kids now, than when you played?
I'm gonna go one by one.
I want to say the difference.
You go first, and you're young.
He's part of the kids right now.
No, but I'm cut from a different cloth. The difference between the kids now
and when you
and the kids when I play is the parents.
100.
The parents. I was here playing Little League football. My mother was for the Detroit Northwest Lions. We was Pop Warner, but then we was the Cardinals first. Yeah. Then we transferred to the Lions. Never lost to the
shout
Falcons.
Out to my
never
guy
lost
Claude,
to the
bro.
Southfield Falcons though. On, Falcons. Never lost to the Southfield Falcons. Never lost to the Southfield Falcons.
Who you better, Jason?
But I was J-Hart? I was
we
here.
Never
lost. Not to go too deep. But I was here. My mother was in Arizona, and I would call my mom crying, begging to come back. And it was, stay your ass there. Do what you got to do. Take care of what you got to do. The only difference between the kids now and the kids back in the days, to me, is the parent.
Do you feel like OG?
I'm starting to feel
not like yet, that. Not yet.
Oh, but yeah, but the parents
so let me,
always
let me,
the case.
Let me, so you say.
That's why I'm glad they got that rule now.
Okay, besides the parents, what do you see in the children that's different from when you play?
The drive comes from the parents.
The work ethic. Work ethic.
Give me some chime in on that. Be brief. We on countdown.
Like Kev told me earlier this year, he said, "Jake, you know what the problem is? We got two type of kids: rich and entitled, and poor and entitled." Bottom line.
Entitled.
Can I say something? I did security at Inkston while Devin Gardner was there, and I had to remind those kids, like besides Devin Gardner, no one in this school got recruited like me. All they cared about was what star they was, because now it's too much is not on the field. Too much is now what you do at these camps and everything. Mm-hmm. And how you can get your star. Your star get moved without playing a game. You come in at 2 and come out as a 4. But I'm saying, but
they're
that right there.
Mess it up.
I came from an era where we didn't even get letters. You know, Doja wouldn't even get
how
letters
big were
until
your
our senior year.
How big were your parents as an influence on you?
Well, sports was with my whole family. But what I'm saying is,
the biggest difference is the parents didn't live through the kids.
Yeah. That's
no vicarious.
No, the parents didn't enjoy the fame that the kids get. Right. You know, nobody knows who Larry Parents
now.
Were. But most of these kids
now they got social media accounts,
profile
quarterbacks,
kids,
dad,
you know they parents,
5-star uncle, like right.
And they putting them on YouTube at 6.
They doing way too much.
So they building their kids up.
Y'all,
like
can you break that down for me? Kids now and then. Can you and Roy share that?
I'm going to say, because when we grew up, we didn't know how much LeBron, like Michael Jordan made. Mm-mm. You just wanted to play football and basketball,
until 97, you're right. That's true.
We didn't know. Wow. We didn't know. That's like, true. That, we didn't know. Now you could tell. You can
it
go in the game.
It wasn't an issue because they weren't making
it. Because we knew wanted everybody to, was rich.
We wanted to go to the league and take care of our mama and daddy.
What rich was.
Like now, they like they the parents know the contract, so they now they politicking with the little league coach.
And there's all this bumping around, going to different schools. That's why I'm glad they made that rule this year. That Listen, you can't
that rule, that rule is nothing.
Get mad and take
that rule is nothing.
They're
but
changing,
an
but that rule is that rule is used to destroy King.
But see that, but the thing is about it, you have to look like at that rule.
Wait,
that rule, that rule, that rule.
Let somebody at a podium.
That rule is not that rule. That rule is nothing but an extension. It's nothing but an extension of the old rule. It's nothing but an
Coach,
extension
Coach,
of the
me.
Old rule. That's
Coach,
all
can you break that rule down in quick terms? What are you talking about?
I mean,
about?
Basically, the rule just extends the period
no athletic transfers.
Year. Instead of 90 days or 100, whatever it is, the half the year, instead of you got to sit out half a year, now you got to sit out a whole year. But all the loopholes that the kids are really using, they're still available. If you live in a certain area, you can still transfer. Mm-hmm. If it's financial hardship, you can still transfer. If your grades fucked up, you can still transfer. You know, it's the same rule. They just extended it from January to stop all the immediate transfers.
Well, yeah. But you can transfer too. You can't play that sport, but you can play any other sport.
I mean, my thing about it is this here. You got certain coaches, and that's definitely shout out to Jermaine Crowell at Belleville. You got certain coaches that work hard for their kids, and I mean nowadays we're talking about $100,000-$200,000, and regardless how you look at it, it's not about the NFL, but we're talking about $100,000-$200,000. And if I want my son, if I see my son in somewhere and he should be getting certain type of attention and he's not getting it, I want to put him in a position to get that attention. $100,000-$200,000 over 4 years is a lot of money. True. It's people living every day that don't make $50,000 a year. Mm-hmm. They're not going to make $200,000 over the next 4 years. Mm-hmm. And if I can put my child in a position to where $200,000 is given to him for the next 4 years, mm-hmm. for him to better his life, I want to be able to transfer. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to train. It's not about winning a state championship or anything, right. But some coaches are working for kids and some coaches aren't working for kids. Mm. And some kids need them coaches to work for them. And if you don't have a coach working for you, it's going to be hard for you to get that opportunity to get that $100,000, $200,000.
Now, break down for me. What do you see in it? Because you've been coaching kids a long time. What do you see the difference is now from when you played?
I mean, it's the biggest thing is what Kev said. It's the parents.
Is it that bad?
It's definitely that bad. It's definitely that bad.
Is it pitiful?
You have parents.
It's embarrassing.
You have parents that if their kids don't score two or three touchdowns at the age of 10, they have a problem. And it only gets worse as they go up. It only gets worse as they go older.
During one of our games this year, I hear a parent yell out, y'all throwing the ball to the wrong kid. And then we throw to his kid, he drop every day.
That's what he get.
I mean, that's what he get. But
you put the pressure on the kids when you do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let them be kids and let them play.
Yeah.
That's why I say, if you go to school, you should be able to, you got 3 years to pick the school that you think you're going to go to, and then you show up and play. Mm-hmm. You show up and play, you're going to play.
But my debate with that is they'll be good at doing that, but they aren't good parents at home.
That's a fact, too.
That's what I hate.
That's why majority of the kids
they do that shit on Saturdays.
Lazy.
But at home, you're not even there.
Yeah.
Like, this generation right here, I didn't know Jake's mom. I could see on Facebook that he was very close to her. Rest in peace. I think I met Meat Old Man a couple times before he passed. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That was my dude.
Yeah. I know that Roy was, like, scared of his father like I was. Mm-hmm. My father was a jokester, but I knew what time it was. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody was. The whole neighborhood.
Yeah, but, you know, I just think, as my father said, a kid should have somebody go home and be scared of.
Mm-hmm.
And I still believe in that.
But see,
that's a fact.
That's I mean, that's the biggest thing about as far as about Little League football is a lot of kids, and football, period, that's where they get that from. They get that respectful fear when it comes to those football coaches. They don't have it at home because they're dealing with their mother.
Although we come from the generation where parents released you and you were their child.
That's facts. You can get your butt whooped by anybody.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, anybody in the neighborhood? Yeah. You down the street?
My mom was in Arizona. I was here living with my coach.
My Aunt Jane didn't have to call my father and say, can I whoop Gary?
It was stuff, a no-no. Now, the stuff Coach Creighton did to us, he had the blood take a big-ass board. He tell you, the stuff he did to us, he should be arrested for, man.
But it's all the USL coaches is like that.
But it works.
Like Woody.
Yep.
Some of the coaches out here.
I hear about Woody.
Some of the coaches don't. They only, you know, we got too many coaches that's looking out for the ones that they know they think can make it. Mm-hmm. Like when I was in high school, I had to take, I didn't take trips to like Buffalo and all that, but I had to entertain their coaches to come in. Because Dozier would sit there and say, hey, we know you're not going there, but we're trying to get him in so they can get this fullback in college. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get the wide receiver. So you got to entertain these people.
You were setting the standard for the school.
You couldn't just sit there.
You
and,
had a bigger
and,
responsibility.
You know what I'm saying? You had to talk to everybody because it was pushing forward. Mm-hmm. And that don't happen a lot of times. A lot of these coaches, you know, some of them still go to like the coaches clinics and all that. Mm-hmm. Some of them don't. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's just all networking. You know, my thing is with these stars and all that they got, that's fine. I came up with, he told me, do everything to make a college not, that they can't not recruit you. Mm-hmm. If your grades is good, you got the test scores, mm-hmm. all that, you can go and get in school. But the problem is most of these kids out here that's good, the college go up there and be like, what's your test scores? Or, you know what? Yeah. Don't put that in there. Because if you play and you it's just like NFL.
But see the thing is about it, Larry, the thing is about it is back when we were playing, you didn't have an opportunity to be good until you were in high school. Nowadays, they're telling 8-year-old kids,
I was just
kid,
telling some people
you're
that.
All American.
That's where our linemen always went wrong.
And it fucks up their head. It fucks up their parents' head. Mm-hmm. And I hate to say it, but, you know, they always bring up the thing of this is the generation of crack babies. Now, I'm not saying that everybody.
These are ecstasy babies. These are not crack babies.
I mean, all of that. But the thing is about it, these are the parents that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we don't maybe not give our parents enough respect and credit because it was normal. That was normal for us, mm-hmm. for our parents to be that way. But for them, it's normal for their parents to say, oh, you scored a touchdown, let's go get some Jordans. My mom and daddy didn't give a fuck about if we won or lost.
Right.
Did you take the garbage out?
Right.
That's right. What's important. Did you do like, your okay, yeah, y'all, I don't know if y'all won. Did you take the garbage out?
But we did come from an era where your parents rewarded you for good and bad.
Yeah,
well, a reward for being bad was an ass whooping.
My daddy always told me, you never get rewarded for what's expected.
Now, I get that. Exactly. I get that.
You don't get rewarded for that. You know, and so.
Well, for me to get a 3.0 at Cooley, I got the world. Yeah, it was.
You just walked in on Monday, Glad Friday, 3.0.
I had a 3.5 at Cooley.
Oh, that means you actually did homework.
I didn't believe it was my report card.
We know who that nigga daddy was.
He'll say, yeah.
Hey. I wasn't that dummy.
I ain't talking about being dumb.
I was dumb at the pores.
I know what you were doing.
The pores ain't no easy school.
That's a whole nother show. We ain't gonna talk about that. That's a whole nother show.
The pores ain't no easy school. Plus, we had too many girls around.
Guess what nobody from Cooley can say I did? They never saw me skip. It was impossible.
Gary T.
I never skipped.
Gary T.
You couldn't
skip. Gary T.
Hey, you couldn't skip at the pores.
How much money you got?
We had to have a day off.
How much money you got?
You already lost how much money back you got? To me from the homecoming.
How much money you got?
Since you have not paid.
See, I'm going to tell
Gary,
you.
Gary.
I'm going to tell you.
Gary, you could not skip school at DePores at all. You're locked in.
Hey, that nigga.
When they at 8 o'clock, the doors are locked. You don't go out for lunch or nothing.
Me, you.
We had three lunch classes.
Hold on.
You wasn't no skip to school.
Hold on, here we go.
Me, you. My guy, your guy.
DeMond.
R.I.P. DeMond.
Okay.
We hit North Flair and Fairlane. I ain't gonna talk about the rest.
Not during the day.
But you a lie.
Me.
We went second hour and came back 6 hours.
No.
Woo.
My father had to be
out
of town.
That's a whole day.
My father had to be out of town.
Oh, no, he was out of town.
Hey, we were out in the LeBear.
We
was in the LeBear.
We
was in the LeBear.
It was impossible.
I ain't gonna tell you what we was doing. We was in the LeBaron.
Gary.
We was tearing Northland
and that's
up.
Out, no, that's not like Untie Marshall. Gary.
No, you're saying it wrong. It's
Gary.
My mama, Edith Bunker. She had that Edith Bunker voice. Still
oh,
do.
Man.
Yeah. Okay, this is it.
Yeah.
We got to have a part two to this.
Yeah, for sure.
Same people. We got to have a sequel to this.
I gotta have look. We gotta have a basketball again and shit. I can't contribute to football.
We don't have too much basketball.
I can't contribute to football.
Hey, I gotta. Hey, Kev gotta give his and the sequel. Kev gotta give his Pep Hamilton.
He should.
I don't even know what to call it.
Cause we gotta wrap
his
it up.
Opinion.
Cause me and Jason got a event we gotta be
That's
at.
What's up?
What's the event?
It ain't Menjo's, motherfucker.
Where's that?
You know I'm going to get you.
Where the event at? 6239 something?
It ain't on Hill Street, nigga.
The mailbox.
Is it Hill Street?
Is it the mailbox?
What's the street in Ohio State?
You talking about the Great High Street?
High Street. That's what it is.
Hey,
High
I
want
to ask the hollow quick. Is they decided, I know he's voting for it, but Ann Arbor, they ever make that a city?
What decision? Hey, man, somebody call security for this big man.
It's a neighborhood, right? Ann Arbor not a city.
Hey, man, listen. But look, that's what I be mad at Michigan for. Because they let guys like this throw jabs. They been waiting on this shit, dog.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Ooh. Hold on.
He won in four.
Listen, I throw jabs. Hold on. Fired. No. I throw jabs. I throw jabs fired. Because my cousin went there.
Yeah, my dog.
And when they took down stuff from him, it was actual championship banners.
They shouldn't. No
it wasn't, runner up. You know what I'm saying?
They
the great mirage as the Fab Five. Because they didn't win nothing.
Yeah, they went to the championship twice.
They
in a row.
Won
Jimmy,
zero.
Jimmy, are you watching
them? The best.
They won
they
zero.
Beat some of the last.
Yeah, what was your record? What was your record against Cooley?
No,
I was 3-1 against McKinsey. What was your record against Cooley?
Hold on. The boy done farted in church now.
They won zero.
Just know they beat Ohio State ass in
yes.
the tournament.
Yes.
Who won the Big Ten championship?
It don't matter.
Oh, yeah. But hold on. Who lost the tournament, though? Yes.
And the guy from Cooley told Chris Webber to call a timeout.
Nope.
Chris admitted.
Go back to the quarterback.
Hey, listen here.
Michael Talley. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Wait.
Wait a minute.
Let's ask the owner of the studio, and the engineer.
Hey.
Jason, what did Chris Webber say when I asked him, did Mike Talley ask him to call a timeout?
Man, he going to say it because he was in here.
Hold on. No, he didn't. Jason, what did he say?
What did the documentary film show?
He ain't got to tell us. We saw it.
No, don't matter.
You saw it.
Hey, GT.
Jason, what did he say?
What Chris said, I know what I saw.
Jason, what did he say?
So you don't see Mike Talley doing this?
Talley was wiping his hands.
And I saw when Chris got
the hey, man, I call Mike Talley right now. No, Mike Talley, my AD at my school.
We'll call Chris Webber right now.
Chris Webber was.
I call Mike Talley right now. We can ask Mike Talley.
He wasn't doing this. He was doing this.
Free CBS.
After he called the time, I got y'all.
Hey, we got to wrap it up, but I want to thank.
I bring me back for the basketball edition, too.
Of course. Yellow was all right when he was in high school playing ball. He's all right.
I want to thank.
hold on, but we played Cooley, too, now. In Operation Friendship game.
Yeah. Y'all lost, right?
What year?
What?
95.
If you got to think about it,
95.
You know. Candy.
I'm younger than y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you couldn't have played us.
No, he was younger than us.
The year Truck and I played CC.
He was 95.
Yeah. Bro, we played y'all.
Cooley
at Callahan Hall.
We lost
the shit. Played us in Operation Friendship, bro.
Yeah.
Consolation?
What you hit him up for?
Yeah, that's what he's talking
y'all a consolation team.
About 25. I was
went for Walton beat us.
Y'all a consolation high school.
Both of them go.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because we was in
a consolation.
That's why they tore your school down.
But we was in a smaller division, so we played the runner-up.
The runner-up.
Yeah, bro.
That's why they tore your school down.
This is David McKenzie that's standing today.
We got to have a sequel to this. There's no way.
McKenzie was demoted to a middle school.
There's no way we don't have a sequel to this.
No doubt. Possibly another episode where I contribute little.
Possibly next week.
Because we didn't have a football team in high school.
I want to
let it break all my records in Little League.
And I should have went to Cooley like my mama told me. I had two choices.
Chad T. or Renaissance, and my mama taught it, Chad T.
Friends, I can't lie.
Never lost to the Jayhawks in the team. So when they say these things.
Class of 93, you probably would have, you could have been on that team. We wasn't shit.
Well, you know, yeah, what's the name for y'all?
Hey.
No. He the baddest little league quarterback I ever seen.
Sticks and them didn't go to Cobo.
Talk about that.
No.
Talk about that.
No.
Wait
a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Yeah, little Brian Marshall.
Hey, you talking about little Marshall.
Marshall.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now. We got to wrap it up. We're going to wrap it up, but just on that note right there.
Cool it. Cool it. Cool it.
That's the best song ever.
Y'all got the best song ever.
We know it.
Hey, look.
And we know when they play that shit.
I came to Cobo my first year.
Hey,
I came to Cobo my first year. 95. It was like 91, dog. Listen. Y'all got the, y'all was in Cobo. Cool. I said.
Hey, we was rocking, baby.
I said, I told my stepdaddy, bro, I got a transfer from OT.
Hey, we was at Cobo going like, crazy.
They never won in front of no crowd. They be down 30. Everybody
we won
leave.
At Cobo. We won at Cobo on 92. They came back on
down 30.
Everybody left.
They beat Persian.
Persian was ranked in the country.
They beat McKenzie and everything.
They had Burton. They had Carlos Williams.
They threw nothing but oops and kept missing.
We beat McKenzie and everything.
Hey, Basehead went crazy.
That was down 30. Everybody left.
McKenzie was good.
Reverse alley-oop on them.
McKenzie had a good potpourri team.
First of all, Cooley was not down to McKenzie. They was down to Cody. Cody was Derrick in that game. That was Derrick.
That was Persian that game.
No. 92. Me, before we got
to
Persian, we played Cody.
We fucked them up.
They had us beat. It was 17.
We came back. It was like the last minute.
No Miss Larry. No Miss Larry.
He said the Cooley girls is fine.
I got one right now.
Who's your Cooley girl?
Y'all know
who's your Cooley girl.
I said, nigga, you better be a red.
Make you know that. Hey, Diallo, yeah, who your Cooley girl?
Record 4 had the hoes. And that's that time.
You might want to check the facts.
That's what I told him. That
Hey, Diallo, who's your Cooley girl?
That ride down Grand River going to
Cooley
girl.
Cooley girl has 25 points a game. Girls, though.
That nigga called Miss Lipscomb.
Hey, yo, but back to the thing.
That nigga called Miss Lipscomb.
I look, quick crack back to the thing.
Hey, you ain't hear cousins that she was averaging 25 points a game. Oh, it wasn't that many of those.
Justice.
Let's just leave it alone. It wasn't too many of those.
I'm the host.
Hey, yo. But, yo, thank y'all for coming out, man. We're going to do this again.
Y'all got to
check us out at cornerpocketpodcast.com. I got you, brother.
Sorry,
I got you.
You're right.
Lay low. Check us out. Corner Pocket Podcast on YouTube, at Corner Pocket Podcast on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook, and you can check us out at Corner Pocket Podcast on any pod medium you got out there. Apple Music, Tidal, Spotify, everything. Check us out, Corner Pocket Podcast.
I want to give an extra shout out to all my dogs. I love all these cats, like all jokes aside. Yeah. We may sit and talk our shit. I'm Gary T. Everett, that is.
DJ Freeze.
And come on the mic, Meat.
this Coach E, man. Don't call me Meat Man no more.
Hey, graduated. What about Pee Wee and them boys on Porky's? That was Meat.
Yeah, Eric B, man.
Hey, see what I'm saying?
Y'all know.
And a shout out to everybody from every four.
Any shout outs?
That's it.
Shout outts.
Shout out to Lil Roy, the next big one.
Yeah.
My twin. When you see me, you're going to see him.
You got any shout outs? What's that? These the pursuit of they got a pursuit of happiness story.
I love my mama.
Well, I'm taking it all the way back to Joy Road, Wyoming.
And Elmer's?
Straight McKenzie.
Elmer's
you know
and Dairy Queen.
This Bull Team of North killer.
Man, you was 1-4.
Oh, Jake, you hating on him like that.
Yes, I am. He's
Coach
an Ohio
Cam.
State guy.
Coach Cam, talk to him.
Why do you like
man,
that?
Shout out to Corner Pocket Podcast.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Thanks for having me. Thank you. Jake, my main man.
Shout out to all you fellas for coming, man. Hey,
Just sounded real gay. Please delete that.
Oh, this guy. There you go.
Shout out to all you fellas. I don't know what if I... Hey, just bring me back when y'all bring up that whole ass Colin Kaepernick shit. Yeah. Wait. Me.
I got one more.
Not Jake. In Jake's defense, he had a Michael Sam jersey.
Oh!
Oh!
Let me get a shout out.
Okay, cuz, shout
I got
out.
I one more shout out. I want to shout out to Farmington Harrison. We closed this year.
Absolutely.
One love them guys. Do it. And DePores, the two and winning in schools in state history. Both of my schools.
Football.
Shout out.
Football.
Give it to him.
Well, that's what we're here for. This
it's
football.
The sport of kids.
Okay, shout out to Cooley High, the most winningest fight school in history. We ain't win the game, we win the fight. We going to win something, goddamn.
Your team. Your team. Your team may be hot, but we don't win that ass in the parking lot.
Wow.
Damn, hey, Shop Talk Podcast, we up out of here, y'all. See y'all. Hey, hold on. Wait. Big shout out. Kool-Aid is in intensive care again, my main man.
Yeah.
And I want to give a big shout out and a prayer for my main man. He gave us our second show on the Corner Pocket, third show, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And God, look over my main man while he's in Camanos right now. So
for sure.
All right, take it easy, y'all. Over and out.